In the morning, a person has to make kiddush al kais. Also, that's not a din deraisa; it's a din derabbanan. We call it kiddusha rabba, which is a euphemism. The kiddush really is just berach pri hagefen, and it's incumbent not only upon men but also upon women. You're not supposed to eat or drink anything, even water, before you make kiddush. And you only become chayif to make that kiddush after shacharis, so before that, so then you don't have the same problem. The best is if you do it with wine. Some people enjoy schnapps, and that's okay. Also, what's it called? He brings that you should have a kais revius, and that you should drink a lugma of schnapps. So that's what's it called? Not everybody agrees with that, but that's the shita of the kitzur. The halacha is both in the morning and at night in kiddush al makom suda, that you're only yetsa kiddush if it's b'makom suda. We're masmich that on the pasuk. The b'karas l'shabbos einig b'makom kriya, makom of kiddush. So that's where you're supposed to have einig. And if you have kiddush in one place and your suda in a different place, so then. You lost the kiddush and you have to make kiddush again. Therefore, if you have a kiddush after davening, you have to make sure that you have a decent amount of mezainis, or at the very least, there are shitas that say that you can have an additional revius on top of your malay lugmav, and you can be yetsu with that. He says also there are some people who are weak of heart, you know, they don't have so much kayach, and they have to make kiddush before musaf because it gets late. They davened later than we do, and the davening stretched out longer. So those people also should make sure that they have a mezainis, or that they should have a revius, an extra revius, in order to be yaitzah that chiyuv. A person, now we're on to sudas. A person should have three sudas on Shabbos, the morning and shal shuris, and of course the night suda. A person ideally should wash at all three of them. At Shalosh Shudas also you should wash. If not, at least pass above a kisnin, mezainis. You can't do that, so then some kind of dish made out of wheat that you make mezainis on. Can't do that, so then basar v'dagim. And if you can't do that, so then you can even be yaitzah with Paris. He doesn't bring the litvisha meaning that you yaitzah with limud haTorah also. But there is such halacha that you can say shalosh shudas, that you can learn shalosh shudas. Sorry. You can eat shalosh shudas, right? Two litvish over there from 6.5 hours and on. Each one of these su'udais has to have two loaves of bread. You're supposed to hold both of them. You're supposed to make a scratch on the one that you are going to use in the place where you're going to cut it. And the reason for that is, we learned in Hilchos Betzias Apas that during the week you're supposed to make an actual cut in the place where you're going to cut it, so there's less of a hefsek. On Shabbos we do that as well and try to find the place where it's going to be the best to cut, so that you don't have to make a hefsek and look around for it after the bracha. Beseder. Every Suda should have Lechem Mishnah, two Shlemis, and he even brings it by Kiddush. Never seen this done, it's not our minig. You should have two pieces of cake after you make your Kiddush, right? So you should also, there should be Lechem Mishnah over there after your Kiddush. Beseder. If a person only has two loaves of bread, and not everybody has their own Lechem Mishnah, so one person should make the Amitzi for everybody, be Amitzi everybody, everybody should say Amen, and then he should give out pieces. You should really not have your Shabbos Suda in the morning until you finish being Maver Sedra. So the ideal is that you're supposed to finish the Parsha before you eat. If you can't do that, so then by Mincha, if you can't do that, so then at least by Tuesday. And then you can't do that, so then, you know, whatever. Then Simchas Torah, you got to catch up. But ideally, it's supposed to be before the Shabbos Suda. It's not mutter to fast on Shabbos, even a tainus for a short period of time, l'shem tainus. Stamazai, even if it's not l'shem tainus, a person should make sure that he eats by chatzais time. A person should not do things or think about things or talk about things that are going to give him tzar on Shabbos. He could be mevakish rachem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he should not be mitzayer himself on Shabbos. It's not in the keeping of the day. There's an inyan of eating extra peiros on Shabbos, smelling extra besamim on Shabbos, trying to make up the brachas for the kuf brachas, for the 100 brachas, as well as it being an inyan of Einik Shabbos to have extra things which are going to be enjoyable on Shabbos. If a person normally sleeps on Shabbos, so then he should go to sleep after the meal. But he should not say before he goes in for a nap that I'm doing it, you know, to catch up on sleep, because so I won't have to sleep extra tonight. Or if it's Shavuos, you know, whatever, they're going to be Shavuos, don't say, I'm going to sleep now so I can stay up tonight. Because then you have a problem of Hachana. Finally, the last halacha over here is that we learn that from the fact that the beginning, Vayakel, Tarshish Vayakel was said by Kehilos, and it talks immediately about Shabbos over there. We learn over there, Smach, that people are supposed to learn Torah Barabim on Shabbos. There's a special Indian of having Shiur and Barabim on Shabbos, people learning in the Beis Medrash together on Shabbos. And Chazal tell us that Leim Nitnu Shabbosis V'yamim Tovim Ella for Limud HaTorah, specifically Barabim, especially people who are working during the week and they don't have a chance to learn, so there's even more of a chiyuv on them to learn on Shabbos than people who are learning more during the week. So Shabbos is supposed to be devoted to Limud HaTorah. Ezra Sashem Yisbarach, we will continue with Simon Ayin Ches tomorrow. Sure.